The Midnight Snack podcast would like to acknowledge the Dharawal and Bidjigal people as the traditional custodians of the land we are recording on today.
We would like to pay respects to elders both past and present and extend our respects to all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people across this nation listening today.
What up, everyone? This is Lolly with an I, not a Y. Get it right.
This is Roo, aka the Cultured Black Kid.
And you're listening to the Midnight Snack podcast.
Let's go. Australia's tastiest podcast and your one-stop shop for all things juicy in the culture.
Here to bring you the latest, greatest and add to your playlist. We're on glitching here. We're glitching. Everyone just heard us do that twice. Yes. It's not deja vu. You're not delusional. We're still at Studio 301.
Yes.
Basically in the exact same spot. Like my seat was still warm from my butt like 3 seconds ago.
I think the butt groove I'm in is like two centimeters to the right.
Then shuffle. Fix it.
Fix it up. Anyway, we're here. Studio 301. Conference, yes, Australian Music Week.
Yeah, Abbey Road Institute. Exciting. Lots of conferences happening, lots of exciting things happening for artists, creatives, all people trying to be in the scene, people who are in the scene and just want to know more, people that just want to be involved. You know, sure. It's really good. It's good to see the community we have and how it's thriving.
100%.
Shout out to Ronnie. Shout out to everyone here doing what they're doing.
Yeah, facts. Again, I said it, but now we got Dose in the studio, in the group. We got the two producers of the Midnight Snack podcast.
The ones that never show their faces unless I'm absent for God knows what reason. Don't forget, you're on next week. I'm seeing Ed Sheeran.
Right. So, you know, come up to us, ask us, you know, hit us up, MKS, at MKS Podcast, you know. We're going
to
be around.
Or but, come up to us in person if you're hearing this live because, yeah, you know, facts. We're here. So do that.
How's your week been?
My week's been good. I was just being showered with lots of love on Valentine's Day. Mm-hmm. And not saying I have a significant other, but if I did, maybe I was being showered with love on Valentine's Day. And my birthday was yesterday, as we know. If you heard the last episode, everyone was singing to me and I finally got some attention.
For once.
Yeah, the kids are growing up, part one.
Yeah, thanks.
And I'm still not grown up and Roo still hasn't grown a beard. So we're all even. And yeah, it's been good. I've been spending time with my family and that's been great.
Nice.
And away from you, which has also been great.
That's true. I celebrated Valentine's Day a little bit late. But we still got to finally watch Ant-Man yesterday, which is
really good. I want to watch it.
It's good.
Yeah.
It's good. I'll leave it at that. Because it just came out, but you know.
Okay. Okay, guys, if you didn't see that, anyway, facial expressions.
We're not here to talk about
your little Marvel geek filled, nerd filled. Yeah, love facts. It.
That's but a
not,
whole other podcast.
That's not this podcast, so let's move on.
Yes, but in this episode, I want to talk about the Super Bowl performance that just happened and. To be a little more specific.
Yeah.
What's going on with Rihanna and her pay?
Yeah. And NFL,
like,
man.
What the hell is that?
Yeah. So does the NRL pay people?
Do they pay people? That's an interesting.
Hey, producers out in the audience, do the NRL pay people?
Guess we'll never know.
They do. He's nodding. Are you sure? He's not 100% sure, so let's not take that as Bible. But let's just pretend that they do.
Okay. It would be assumed, yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. Right. We've just been told that the NFL may be a unique situation. So what do you guys think? Do you think the NRL pays? Because we now know that the NFL doesn't pay our people.
We got someone saying, everyone's like, nah. A couple knows.
I mean, I wouldn't be surprised. Let's be real.
Yeah. But the NFL 100% does not pay their artists.
Mm.
Now, before... You know, anyone is like, why wasn't Rihanna paid? They've been doing this. It's not a racism thing. It's not a equal rights thing. It's the NFL literally has never paid a single act from Michael Jackson to Beyonce to Justin Timberlake for any Super Bowl performance.
Doesn't matter what color your skin is. Doesn't matter your gender or what you identify as. It's not the case, apparently.
So so for those, if you're in the comments or you know in the crowd, pump the brakes. It's not a race thing. It's not an equal equality thing. It is just how the NFL rolls. Now, they do, however, use the expenses that they accumulate for the performance itself.
Mm.
So I think an example is that the Shakira J-Lo one. I think the how much they paid on that performance was like $13 million.
$13 million that didn't go to the refugees in Syria, but okay. That's another conversation.
Yes, that is another. I mean, you can get into it if you want.
No, I'm good. I think I get into it enough.
Go check out a couple episodes. Lily went in on...
Just go donate. Go donate to all the people in need. That's all we're saying. 13 million, maybe not, but, you know, maybe at least 12 million. Like, if you're going to be, if you're going to have 13 million, donate 12 of it. That's all I'm asking. Just a small amount.
Yeah. So, you know, the money goes mostly into the performance and the public exposure, obviously, from the how big the Super Bowl is as an event in the calendar year, not just in America, but low-key globally.
Yeah.
Even though, you know, NFL or American football, duh, it's in the name, isn't that much of a sport here, there are still a lot of fans of American sports because that is the biggest thing. Obviously, I'm wearing a Brooklyn Nets, I know it's basketball, sweater right now.
I would not have known that any other thing sold at like Culture Kings or JD Sports, man. Yeah. I would not have known that.
Lolly turned up with a North Carolina sweater one time on a
podcast
recording.
When did I do that?
And I'm like, oh, cool, that's the university that Michael Jordan, you know, played basketball. She was like, I don't know that. I just bought the hoodie because it looked nice.
I remember that one. It was pretty and it was sky blue. That's all I care about. Yeah. Didn't have that color in my closet. So
I mean, you know, maybe you should put a little more.
Maybe you shouldn't tell me what to do with my life, outfit. But that's all right.
But
excuse me, are you saying I don't look good today? I put time and love into this one. It's all good.
It's all right. We're color coordinated.
Moving
it's
on.
Fine.
You know what? Maybe I did this it's outfit fine. For exposure like Rihanna did.
Oh my goodness. What, with the red? With the all? The
maybe
all...
I should have done the all red satanic thing that everyone's going viral on TikTok about. So
yeah, no, true. So yeah, it's a lot of it for exposure. For, you know, maybe their brand that's coming out. Obviously, you know, we've been waiting for this Rihanna album forever. But, you know, she obviously has our Fenty line, her makeup that she and all those other similar products that she does. But anyway, what do you think about her not getting paid, just in general?
I think these artists are so big that if they're performing at the Super Bowl, they don't really need exposure, right? They really don't. But the flip side of it, to focus on the positives, Rihanna really did promote her Fenty line, as you just mentioned.
Yeah.
And with that, where is my stat? She used this performance for exposure, which was exposed to an audience of 28.5 million people,
which was actually massive. Like more than people who were watching the actual Super Bowl, because that statistic was only 13 million.
Well, there you go.
So it bumped up, what was that, 17 million if I'm doing the, no, 11.
I didn't do math. I can't do math. I'm a muso, but I can't do math. Let's just leave it at that. Anyway, it bumped up a lot, right? Bumped up a shit ton. We could just say that. And apparently the sales skyrocketed. People all over the internet were talking about how these sales skyrocketed. And not only that, you said she's got an album coming out.
Well, does she though?
Well, let's think of it this way. Even if she didn't, she's creating hype for it. So now she can choose whether she wanted to. She also announced her baby on there.
Yes.
And you think they're not going to come out with Fenty Baby after this?
A new baby release.
100%.
That. I hate that I just said that.
This isn't a thing about childbirth, Rue, but moving on. Baby release, out of stomach, out of, yep. Anyway, I think it was really cool that she used this for exposure, but, you know, you really think about it and you're like, But I feel like... This is a thing for me, right? Artists don't get paid in general. Artists never really get paid.
That's true.
Right?
That's true.
And
wait. Before you continue, hands up to the artists out there that feel they're getting underpaid when it comes to all the gigs that they ever do in their life.
I see half hands and I know that's a full hand. I know that's majority. Like everyone anyway, right? And okay, think about the Super Bowl halftime performance.
Okay.
It adds value to the overall event.
100%.
So the artist is adding value. Did it cost Rihanna anything? No. They paid for everything production-wise, probably down to costume, hair and makeup, right? Yeah. And they paid for everything. So she's basically doing a show that's got zero cost and zero profit. So what's she losing? Time.
Yeah.
Energy.
Which, even still, that time is still on the biggest platform.
Exactly.
Again, on the at least sports calendar, but, you know, also musical calendar, low key, in, again, America and sometimes globally as well, actually a lot globally. So the time that she's giving up isn't wasted because she's still putting it towards
something. Time and energy, they're the only resources here that have been exhausted.
Yeah.
You know, she's not getting paid, but think about what happened. She got that mass exposure for her brand, and if people kind of forgot about it because Ariana Grande, Selena Gomez, and all these other celebrities are putting out their makeup brands, they kind of, you know, Fenty, okay. The other ones have, you know, diverse range, blah, blah, blah. Yes, they're white women. Let's just acknowledge that.
Yeah.
But still, people are supporting them.
Yeah.
So...
And even the exposure she's getting from people who aren't supporting her. Donald Trump was going off.
Donald Trump?
Yeah. He's back on Twitter.
You see? I'm so out of the loop with that carrot. I don't even know.
Yeah, facts. No, Donald Trump has been going off. This is the worst Super Bowl performance ever. I mean, it wasn't as good as the Dr. Dre Snoop Dogg one last year. I mean, I'm a hip-hop head.
If he chooses that haircut, he has no opinion in my books.
But, you know, motherfuckers are talking about this.
Yeah.
So even still, with the lack of, the no pay...
Yeah.
She's still getting a lot of views. And like you said, obviously the people who was watching it, 28.5 million, I'm sure her streams rose as well. Yeah,
they did. I read that. Yeah. I saw the graph.
Yeah.
It went up.
Yeah. And, you know, that's happened with past Super Bowl performers, the weekends.
I think they said Bitch Justin Better Timberlake. Have My Money was like up there again.
Yeah.
All the way up there, like it like tripled or something. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Don't trust my number. I'm really dramatic. I'm really dramatic and I over exaggerate everything. As always. No one loves me. Moving on.
No one loves you.
No one loves me. Yeah.
But yeah.
Dramatic.
So just as a final question of maybe ponder in regards to this. And it's kind of a weird question, but do you ever get the feeling that, you know, things just are weird? And we just roll with it?
Yeah, think about it, all right? Again, asking the audience. We're artists. Most of us are artists or in the industry. I mean, we're at 301 for a reason. How many times have you walked into a room and your stomach went, ugh? I know as a woman especially that's happened, but you just roll with it, right? You roll with it, you do what you need to do, and you bounce. You bounce the hell out of there. Even on the positive, if someone hits me up for an opportunity and my gut, my intuition is telling me yes, I roll with it. I keep going with it. If it's telling me no, I stay the hell away from that situation.
Mm-hmm.
The amount of scammers and amount of people messaging me saying, oh, pay your toll. And I'm like, excuse me, that's not connected to my account.
Yeah.
But it's about trusting your intuition. And I think that is the most important thing that we always have to lead with. Even if you're not an artist, even if you're just a person listening to the podcast right now, trust your intuition and roll with it.
Of course.
Because then it's going to most of the time lead you to the right place.
Yeah. And I like that. I like that idea of, you know, trusting your gut. You know, for the most part, if you trust yourself and you have self-confidence that you'll know what's best for you. Other people won't know what's best for you. You will know what's best for you in the long term. I think my only switch up to that point.
Of course you have a switch up to my point.
That I feel like in this modern society, people questioning the roles or what has been happening forever in you know, whether the music industry or whatever is good. Because if we have something, not the Rihanna thing, just, you know, any topic that's something that's happened for forever and this is just how it is and people don't question it, but still people are looking at it like, I'm not sure if this is right. It's good that we have... you know, a lot more people in today's society that are willing to question that and try and, you know, elevate the culture or elevate whatever space it is in to, you know, bring it into the 21st century, whether that, you know, be diversifying, whether that be in regards to the LGBTQIA+ community, you know, 100%. We can't always roll with the... what happened in the past and just accept
you should never just accept and conform to anything.
Yeah.
And how are you going to thrive as an artist? How are you going to stand out as a producer or anyone in this industry if you're not doing something different? And that again comes down to intuition. If you feel like you have this design, if you want to print a t-shirt or you want to create something and your gut is telling you to do it, do it. And if your gut's telling you no, for something like a t-shirt, do it. If it fails, it fails. Big deal. Just don't put money behind it.
Yeah.
Then that will help you. That'll guide you in like... to see and how much energy to put into that thing.
Mm-hmm.
Again, if you walk into a room, you're not comfortable. Trust your gut. If you want to, if the Super Bowl is hitting you up, if NFL is hitting you up to do a show, you feel like it's going to be good, and your team's telling you to trust your gut, aka your label.
Yeah.
Then do it.
Yeah, for sure. And you know, if the Super Bowl hits you up, and you're like, you know what, I kind of want to get paid, and even though you know that that's the thing, and you're like, sorry, Jay-Z, sorry, Apple Music, I don't want to do this because you know I'd like my money. That's totally fine.
Stand up
too.
And say it.
You know,
it's your gut.
Go perform at the Grammys the week before.
Well, you know, hopefully. I won't be going because if you heard our last couple episodes, I wasn't invited. So yeah, I'm cut. It's all good.
It's unfortunate.
It's all good. Jazzy Jeff, man.
It's all right, but we were invited here.
Yeah, we're here. Not the Grammys, but 301's awesome.
Yes.
There you go.
So
I didn't have time to be at the Grammys. I was booked for here. So.
Exactly. You know, we're prepping for this.
It's their loss.
Yeah, that's facts. So, you know, let us know what you think about this Rihanna situation, her not getting paid. What do you think of the performance as well? Obviously, we didn't really talk on that. I really enjoyed it. Again, I don't think it was as good as this Dr. Dre Snoop.
No, it definitely wasn't. But it was still cool.
It was up there.
And I needed to see more of Rihanna. It was refreshing. I was like, it's like having a sip of coconut water. You're like, oh, refreshing, finally. Ah, that's nice. That kind of vibe.
Yeah.
Not a childbirth kind of feeling. But it was kind of like, you know, you just brought up the rebirth or whatever last time before, 5 seconds ago. Am I wrong?
I don't know.
Why is there silence? Anyone else hear him say that? He said something about childbirth, did he not?
She's trying to snitch
on
me.
Was that me? I don't remember.
Okay. Let's wrap up.
Let's do it. Like you wrap up a baby after they were born.
All right. Thank you so much for everyone who sat down, who's walked past, listened. If you want to go follow us on all socials, we are at MKS Podcast. Come up to us. You know, we'll direct you. We'll be around.
Yeah.
You can talk to us about the Rihanna thing, about the Kid Laroi thing from the past episode, about anything. You know, we're down to talk. We're down to mingle. And, yeah, Lolly, do you have anything else you would like to add?
I would like to add that I'm still upset that I don't have a cake for my birthday, but that is okay. I'm upset, but I will forgive. I will not forget. AJ is there like crying. Our producer AJ is crying. Oh, we got a cake over there.
We got Mario in the
car. We got a cake over there.
And it was like, the cake is right here. Toy Store bags.
I mean, I got my cake. I'm not complaining. I'm not complaining. There we go. We got our cake.
All right. I've been Roo, aka the Culture Black Kid.
And I don't know why you say you've been Roo because you still are Roo, but I'm still Lolly with an I, not a Y. Get it right. And this is the MKS Podcast. We out.
Peace.
Peace. And not to Roo because I didn't get my piece of cake.
The Midnight Snack Podcast is hosted by Lolly and Roo and executive produced by AJ and Rennie of Midnight Roo. Theme song and transition music by Midnight Sound. Be sure to follow us at MKS Podcast on Instagram and TikTok and DM us if you would like to suggest a topic or like your music to be possibly featured on the show. Make sure you follow us wherever you listen to your podcast, share and leave a review. It helps a lot. Stay tuned for future episodes every week on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Peace.